Hello there, and welcome to the Make We Converse podcast, where we talk about everything good for your body, soul, and spirit. The aim is to address issues that would entertain, enlighten, and most importantly, inspire you to be the best version of yourself. And now to your hosts, Iyare Imade and Ayo Wright.
We're live. What's up, everybody? It's your boy Iyare
and your boy Ayo Wright,
and together we are the Make We Converse podcast. Yeah, how you doing, bro?
I'm good.
How's your week been?
Good.
Been like 2 weeks since we heard from you guys over there at the end. It's really nice to hear from you.
Yep.
I don't know, I speak for myself. Ayo, how do you feel?
Yeah, I mean, it's always good to come here and record and talk about life and hear you guys tell us what you feel about what we've said so far. So thank you for those that have been listening and giving us feedback. God bless you very much.
Yeah, those feedbacks are very necessary. No matter how harsh your words may be, don't worry, we take good feedback. I'm having very good positive feedback from people, and myself and I are just very grateful. This all started as an idea, a project on how to just help people with words and just talk about like things like random guys do.
So, it was all a dream.
So basically, how's your week been? Before we get to that, let me talk about the topics of this discussion today. One is importance of forgiveness. The other is temperaments and love languages. Then we also have red flags. And we'll also be talking about Jesus is King by Kanye West.
All right.
The album, that controversial album by Kanye West.
Okay.
And we'll top it up with football. Unai Emery versus Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, who is the worst ever manager.
Wow.
So how has your week been now?
My week has been good. You know, trying to live above life, above the struggles that life pushes at you.
I think Lagos life, you don't say life.
Lagos life. Weeks before, I felt like I was being defeated, but I just realized, you know, you cannot keep living in self-pity and, you know, always trying to, if anybody asks you how you're doing, man, life, I'm on, man, Lagos won't kill me, I don't tire. If you keep living that way, Lagos will keep killing you. You have to live above it. So anytime I'm asked, I'll find like, my guy, someone asked me this week, how is life treating you? I told him I'm treating life well.
Deep.
So you don't be on the receiving end. Try and, you know, give life something back. You get me? So I'll just try to be positive this week, and basically.
That's dope, man. That's the way to go about it. Having positive reactions to everything that life shows about you. See, when life throws you lemon, make lemonade. For me, it's life has just been very good. Thank God for everything. We're in November
already, man.
Yeah, we just seen Happy New Year some weeks ago.
Massive weeks ago.
And now we're in November. And I hope you and the other end have been able to achieve your dreams, achieve your goals. By chance you've not been able to do that, doesn't matter. There's always in every time you wake up in the morning is a brand new playing sheet for you to write down everything and accomplish your goals.
Definitely.
All right, so let's get into the topic of today.
All right.
The first thing we'll talk about is importance of forgiveness. Why do you need to forgive people that hurt us? Why do you need to forgive people that have wronged us? A few months ago, in the US, a police officer walked into an apartment of Mr. Jane Botham and shot him dead. She claimed that she thought she was in her apartment and a black man was in her own apartment. And unfortunately, the apartment actually belonged to the deceased. She was charged for murder and she was supposed to face 25 to life in the US justice system. But unfortunately, I don't want to say whether it's to God be the glory or on twist of tale, she was given 10 years imprisonment. But very funny thing that happened during the trial was the brother of the deceased forgave her right there in court. He went about saying that he doesn't even have to go to prison. So there was so much spark in reaction from the black American community. People felt that this has been police killings. of black men has been had a rise, especially in Dallas, Texas, where it happened. Mm-hmm. That she should face that. Why he's been like a what they call their slavery, like Christianity and religion, that was actually used by the colonialists to put us in slave chains and everything. So it broke out so much. But if you look at the context of it, he was like saying he forgave. Because it's from his own faith, forgiveness is very important. So I don't know what you think about forgiveness, Ayo. Do you think it's something that we should always do? Mm. Do you think it's something that is easy, comes easily to you?
Comes easily. Indeed. But I'm not saying I don't forgive easily, guys. Don't get me wrong. But my point was for answering now is, as humans. There's always a tendency to get hurt, to get offended every single day, especially if you're living in Lagos. You can just be having a wonderful day. You just woke up in the morning, maybe you prayed, and you're full of life, and you just enter bus. Just begins to misbehave, and you're already angry. It's already pissing you off. But that aside, to go straight to answering the question, I feel like. Yes, there's an angle of faith when it comes to forgiveness. Mm-hmm. There's an angle of, because you believe in God and because God forgives, so you should also forgive. There's that, but I also believe that it's not just limited to that. Obviously, there are people that don't believe in God, but they forgive so easily. The people that believe in God,
is it possible to be an atheist and forgive?
Yes, I believe so.
If you don't believe in God. But you forgive. Is it possible? Because Christianity as a whole is rooted in forgiveness. Yes. Jesus Christ on the cross said he forgave. Father, forgive them for they don't know why. So Christianity is actually about forgiveness. So, but is it possible to be not to believe that there is a God
and for you to forgive people? I'll say yes. You know what I'll say yes? Because it's funny. I'm about to sound like a preacher, a teacher.
preacher?
I'm about to go off, but oh well. God created the world.
Yeah.
And when he created the world, it's amazing what he did, in the sense that he created people in the world and created a system for people in the world. Now, when the whole plan to send Jesus Christ to die for us, you know, so that when we believe, we get saved, those that believe in him and all of that. Now, it's a free will thing. You get to choose. It's not by force that you must believe in Jesus, or that you must believe in God. But the mind-blowing thing and the kindness, this is where God's kindness and God's loving love is beautiful, in the sense that he did all that knowing that some will still not believe, some will still not accept, but just say, you know what, just like the Bible talks about how he makes the rain fall on both the wicked and the good, you understand? So he has created a system that works for those that will believe and those that will not believe, just like how sowing, the principle of sowing and reaping. You don't have to believe in God for you to enjoy that principle. It's simple. If you sow, you reap. If you read your book, you pass your exam. Whether I believe in God or not.
But the importance, like, when you forgive somebody, what do you gain from forgiving
exactly
somebody?
So the idea is, which is why I said it's not just limited to faith alone. Like, okay, because most people, they might say they are forgiving because
I want to go to heaven.
No, I don't want to make God say, okay, of course you don't forgive that guy, now why you don't enter heaven? No, because the Bible says in when Jesus talking about forgiveness in Matthew 6, that forgive those, like the Lord's Prayer now, forgive those, and so that as we forgive others, and forgive me as I forgive others, rather. And I'm not gonna say rubbish. So, you get what I'm saying? So, some people believe that they forgive, some people believe that they must forgive because God forgives, which is very good, which is solid. I'm also a believer in that, you know, a believer in and of that, obviously. But I believe it goes deeper than that, in the sense that forgiveness is for you, the one that was offended. You need it more than the person that is forgiving, in the sense that
deep.
It sets you free.
True.
It sets you, bro.
Remind me of the story. To cut you short, remind me of the story of Joyce Meyers. I think I shared it.
In
the gathering we had today.
Yeah.
Joyce Meyers was, I think she was being raped constantly by her own biological father for close to many years while she was growing up. She was molested and abused sexually by her father. She even got into a marriage, but it didn't work out for her. She even divorced. But when she found Christ and she had the Holy Spirit God revealed to her that she should go to her father and ask him for, like, tell him that she has forgiven him and everything. And she went and did that, and that's how she was able to, like, though it was not the cornerstone of her own success, but it had a major factor in her own living and how she was able to become who she is today. So like you said, now forgiveness is not just for the doer of the offense, but for the offended.
Yes, exactly.
It's for you to help yourself.
Yes.
So that's why it's very, very important. This podcast is gems over it, man. Gems over it, man.
Yeah. So how about you? Why do you think it's important?
I think that it's very important for us to forgive, because we, first of all, unlock ourselves, our potentials. When we forgive, when I say potentials, when we forgive, is that there are things that are hinged on. Everything's a test. Forgiveness is not easy.
Yeah.
We're all facing a test. There's a test that we face, and I think the more we keep, the more we do things that are difficult, that test us, it gives us a better standing as humans. Well, it's kind of a mystery inside a riddle, inside an enigma. Just saying. But basically, I think you actually, there's a rising that comes with when you do something that is very difficult. When you forgive somebody that hurts you, there's a deeper level of okay, sorry guys, I'm now into stoicism, so there's a way I look at life now. So there's a deeper level of when you forgive somebody, you feel less mortal when you forgive people. You don't be like you don't hold on to offenses. You now become more like a spirit man. Like you don't hurt things that somebody wrongs you, don't hurt you so much. There's a level we are getting to. So like I feel that when we forgive people, but I just feel that when you forgive, like it's a level of, it's not something, it's a sacrifice. Like you don't,
That is one aside.
Okay. On the other hand, I think we become better when we forgive. Just like when you're trying to kill a rat, you now burn the whole house down.
Bro.
So I think it's better you forgive.
Bro.
Have you not heard that before? Why are you saying bro?
I've actually not heard that before, to be very honest.
Also, but that's about you have to forgive. Though it may be very difficult, but we pray that God helps you to forgive. It's very important. There are many things that, like, even the cost of it, even at work, I have people who treat you like.
Exactly, I'm about to ask you. So if someone keeps offending you, you know, this whole belief that you must keep forgiving, those that Christians were told that, you know, 70 times, 7 times in a day. But there are some people that, bro, they're just always doing the same thing over and over again. Do you?
First of all, I won't allow you to hurt me more than 10. Like, the only way you can always hurt me is when I don't give you the opportunity for you to hurt me. You understand? So, but if you eventually hurt me or offend me when I don't give you the opportunity, that's when I now have to forgive. But if I didn't respect your view about me, and you called me a goat, I don't feel offended because I didn't respect your view. If somebody is a madman and calls you goat, why should you be offended? The guy is mad now.
Okay.
So, but when somebody that you know, if somebody that you know give that validation to, like you give him the power to say words about you and you feel a type of way, that's the person that you, my boy, feel. If I don't give you the opportunity to talk to me anyhow, like if I don't give you the opportunity that your words don't mean anything to me, you can't hurt me. So those are the shield that you create yourself.
Jeez.
You understand? So basically that's about it,
bro,
with forgiveness. So
yes. But sorry,
I won't let it happen, like you keep repeating yourself again.
Okay.
Like if I see one happen twice, I was okay, this is how you want to play, then I won't be offended by you doing it again.
So that means
I will need to forgive you.
So that means you are saying you deliberately put yourself in the position of not being offended.
Yes.
Wow.
That's true story.
Bro, as I'm saying, this thing I own, I need to be on it. Like, after this podcast, you're going to link me, plug me, man.
So, that's about forgiveness. We'd love to hear your feedbacks about forgiveness.
Please do.
Over there. You can also share personal experiences to us so we can read them out. Maybe in the next episode, we'll actually take comments from people and read about them. Read them for you guys so you guys can give us, share your own stories of how you have to forgive someone that hurt you. And yeah, so next thing on the list is temperaments and love language. For those of us that are dating, you must have heard it before. Every Valentine workshop, any relationship workshop. Guess we start with saying love languages. But temperament is basically, Ayo, can you shed more light on temperament?
Okay, so I literally just read, I've been hearing about temperament for a while now, but I had to read about it sometime this year. So it has opened my mind to a lot of things about myself and basically
how to relate to people.
Yes, how to relate, because before you can understand how to relate to people, you must first understand yourself. We are told to love others as much as we love ourselves, but you cannot love others if you don't first love yourself. So you cannot talk with others, really? You cannot relate well with others if you don't relate well with yourself. So you have to discover yourself first. Anyway, before I begin to talk too much stuff, temperaments are basically like personalities, like your personality in terms of, there's like, I think they're about four temperaments. You have the
choleric, we have the phlegmatic,
yeah,
and we have the sanguine, okay. We have the
what's the last one?
Melancholy.
Good.
So the more of the extroverts are the choleric. And the sanguines. More of the introverts are the phlegmatic and the melancholy.
So they're always self-absorbed, self-reserved, and everything.
And funny enough, in terms of dating, it's funny that two of the same cannot get married.
Yeah, I mean, not cannot, but they can.
Sparks will.
But it takes a lot.
Imagine a choleric getting married to a choleric.
Bro,
sparks will fly. The funny thing is that the choleric will always go for the calmer version, that's the phlegmatic or the melancholy.
Yeah.
Because but you find out that most of the times they keep what they don't have. They are angry that the other person, what they actually they are, what their virtues are. They are being. Those are exposed, those are like outrovers. They are always very bossy outside.
Mm-hmm.
They begin to complain that the phlegmatic and melancholy are not going out. Meanwhile, they cannot stand getting married to somebody with the same temperament, like themselves. So it's actually very broad.
Yeah.
Like for myself, I think I'm a sanguine. Sanguine, we are very creative.
Yep, same here.
We are very outgoing, outspoken. We're the life of the party.
Uh-huh.
We like to, if we see somebody not smiling,
yeah, we want to,
we like to
make
cheer
make
the person
them smile.
Up.
Yeah, that's me. I did that today.
We like to cheer the person up. We like to just to, how do I put it now, basically. We like to be light, but like we are very good friends, like the best
vibes,
friends. Like
energy.
we could be with a person now here, and we'll make person feel on top of the world. Person will now feel that this is my best friend.
Yeah.
But when we now leave that person, we make the other person feel
that same way.
So that's how sanguine. But sanguine has their own downsides. So some people say that sometimes they over exaggerate things, sometimes they lie, sometimes they may not be organized. Disciplined. When they eat something, for example, when they get easily addicted to some things,
mm-hmm.
they enjoy when you eat food now or sex or they enjoy it so much. So that's why most times they are usually addicted to something, any kind of things. So that's about the sanguines. The cholerics are the leaders. Those are the people that whenever they are in a setting, they want to be the boss.
Take charge, yeah.
They are the ones that they are very boisterous, they have so much enthusiasm, they could just be like they could fight. If you say a choleric boss can fire the same person three times in different times, you understand?
Jeez.
They always like to be when they get frustrated by when things are not going their way, and they are highly opinionated. They have an opinion about certain things, that this is what I want, this is how it will be, must be like this. You understand? That's the choleric side.
But sorry, with the way you define the choleric, you make it seem like as if they are not good people.
Well, most times they are good people, but they are highly ambitious. Okay. Understand it? Their drive is all that concerns them. Like in Bible, the Paul, so Paul was actually a choleric person. You can have some other people. Even your, like my mom is a choleric person. You understand? Highly ambitious, go getter. They always want to be the leader in that place. Yeah, they can't stand people trying to come and
mediocrity, whatever.
They are achievers. They must. They always to achieve and get something. You understand? But with them, for the sanguines, they've said the Pastor Simon, the enemy was saying that Peter, the Apostle Peter, was actually a sanguine. You see him most times, always close to Jesus.
Yeah, yeah.
He's one that always
hypers,
and always saying this and that and that. So those are the qualities of us. And then we have the melancholy. These are the people that they are more of the logical people, the idealists. Things must go the way it should be. Like, they want the road to be straight.
If
it's not straight, that's the problem. The melancholies are, they are mostly inventors. People that are inventing are usually melancholies because they spend more time with their thoughts. You understand them. Most of the inventors in the world are actually melancholies. Say somebody is melancholy. But that's melancholy for you. Then they are very organized. Like, melancholy puts all this
arranged stuff.
It should be like that. You understand? See, me, I won't lie to you. I need the melancholy in my life. A babe melancholy. That's why I need in my life.
Arrange your life.
Like, no, for real, they put something in a particular place.
Yeah, like the
10 years from now, you come back, you see that same place. They are very organized, highly organized. That's why they are more of the inventors and people. Then we have the phlegmatic. They are laid back people. They don't really like much stress. They don't engage in they don't have social. They're not outgoing. Outgoing, but they are not. They don't try to force you to do things for them, and you can't force them. Yeah. That's on the flip side, though. No matter how you tell, persuade what they have in their mind, they won't argue with you, but they'll go ahead and do it. I don't know how, if you have any.
I was going to ask something. So I feel like, phlegmatic, in a way, to phlegmatic and melancholy, the downside for them is that they get more easily depressed.
Yes, that's it's true.
They get more depressed.
It's facts.
Because they're in.
They don't express their emotions, so they easily get depressed. And when things are not going their way, they get frustrated.
That is it. So what I'm going to add to that is that, me, for example, now I've realized that I'm actually the best of both worlds.
No, but it's a book by Josh Myers that says that we have different amounts of temperaments linked to each other.
Yeah.
So we're not just having
one. Yeah.
Actually, we're all mixed together, having different temperaments,
proportion and everything. Mm. Found that me, I'm a combination of sanguine and phlegmatic. So it's like. And I'm not outgoing. I don't like to go out. I like to stay inside the house.
Okay.
I can have my phone in the house. I can, as long as I have my internet, I have my phone, I have my PS4, I have my laptop that I can watch TV shows on it. Mm. I'm good. And I have books that I can read. I'm good.
Okay, but what about love languages? What do you think about love languages? How does it affect us as humans?
Yeah, in any way, love languages link to with personality, temperament, and everything. In the sense that. For example, now me, before I even go into that, love languages, since you've defined, let me now define love languages, and we'll now link everything together.
Okay.
So, love languages are divided into five. So there's, we have words of affirmation. This love language, people that have this love language, basically they feel loved and they give love.
Okay.
Through words. So if you are a lover of me now, okay, let me introduce myself. For example, I am a word of affirmation person. I feel loved or I feel appreciated when I'm told things, when I hear things, when things are written to me in text form. So if I'm doing well and you tell me I'm doing well, I feel inspired to even do better. It doesn't have to be a relationship, be romantic, it can be friendship, guys to guys, ladies to lady.
Yeah.
But same way to that, the thing about love languages is the way you receive is how you give. So since I'm a word of affirmation person, if I feel loved by the words I receive, I also want to love people in how in things I say. So anytime I see my friends doing well or doing something, I'm just going to you, guy, you're the boss, my guy, it makes sense. Or my lady friends, well done girl, you go girl, as Martin Lawrence used to say back then. So So there's that.
Word of affirmation.
Word of affirmation. Then we have physical touch. Physical touch are those that feel loved or feel appreciated.
When
you hug them, when you touch them, or when you like give them when you shake, but like they shake their hand or something, or you see some people that when they're talking to you.
Like that. Sometimes you feel so like you're very depressed, and all of a sudden you just see one sister or one babe just come say, "Oh, let me just give you a hug."
Yeah.
And bro, that hug will just calm you down.
Calm your nerves.
Yeah, and that's how they express their own love, by hugging.
By hugging, yeah, you understand? So those ones, physical touch. Mm-hmm. So those ones they receive, and that is also the way that now that person in that scenario that you painted now was on the receiving end. If that person saw someone that was in his own shoes tomorrow, he would now be the one to offer the hug. That's the way it works. Then you have quality time. Quality time, the people that have this love language, they feel loved or they feel appreciated. Before I even go into all this thing deeply, the writer of the book of five love languages is called Mr. Chapman. I can't remember the first name, but something Chapman.
Tracy Chapman?
No, not Tracy Chapman. But his surname is Chapman, Mr. Chapman. I just want to give him reference so that it's like I'm, formulating, like I'm the one that wrote the book and everything.
No, but anyway, you research now, you got the information.
So anyway, quality time. Those that they feel
spend
appreciated.
More time,
when you spend time with them, when you go on dates with them, or when you just hang out with your friends. Or when you now, this one I learned from experience. These people also, they feel quality time when you call them, not just text them. There is a difference. Don't distract me, brother. Nonsense. There is a difference. I learned the hard way, obviously. Oh, you know, I'm a texter, and
one day we will talk about
what the time is not yet right and ripe. When that day comes, you guys will hear it. Amen. So
quality time.
Basically that's it. So they receive and they experience love, they give out love too. Acts of service. They feel loved and appreciated when you do things for them. I was saying this earlier, I feel like all Nigerian parents or all African parents, this is their own love language. When you do something for them, when you help them to, sometimes you're in the room, the remote is close to your dad or your mom, and they call you from the room, come and carry the remote to give it to them. They feel loved and appreciated, although we get stressed in the process.
So
that's acts of service. When you wash their car for them, they feel loved.
It's automatically telling you.
You understand?
Yeah.
They do the same thing to back. So that's how it works. When you do things for people, they feel loved. That is an acts of service. The last one.
Gifts,
exactly. So that's a gift. People that give gifts, they give love, or they give appreciation by giving gifts, and they receive.
If I ever dated anybody and personally, I spoil people with gifts. I always want to buy something. I feel like if you love somebody, it's gifts you must give. It's a food, especially.
Yeah.
I always want to buy food because I feel food is like my love language. I feel I love eating food.
Yeah.
And I enjoy food, so I want to enjoy that food. With me. So I'm passing that love.
You guys must see Yari's face when I was talking about this food. Like, I think it's little like.
I don't know. There's this ratatouille. There's this food critic in ratatouille. Okay. Did that rat? I don't just love food. I love
food. So love language is that. So in how they relate to temperament, as I said before, so people that sanguines, as we were talking earlier,
let's move on here.
Yeah.
Ayo, what is your red flag if you were to see a lady that I think you are single, right?
Yeah, I'm single.
So if you date anybody now, what's your red flag that this can't go at all? At all? Among these temperaments, among these love languages,
okay.
What is your red flag that can't sail?
Wow, that's deep. Okay, I'll try to explain this as quick as I can in the context of what we've discussed, love languages and temperament. So the thing about temperament and love language, temperament especially, is that, as you said, two things can exist, but it's hard, like having two cholerics, two sanguines. So it's best when one
of different parts,
different, so they can complement. Like you were saying, you are announcing that you are looking for melancholy babe. So because
I need an organized babe in my life
that can help your life too. Yeah. So that way to I'm also saying, I'm putting the adverts there. So if you're in melancholy, can help my life and stuff like that. You get me? But obviously, so red flags, yes. As a sanguine, one of the
you need validation.
Validation. Now, validation. Not that I'm now a slave to the validation. That if you don't tell me, like, I look nice, I feel bad, and I want to go and kill myself. No, obviously, because I have faith in God and I have faith in myself.
Preacher.
I know that. I know that even if you don't tell me I'm good, I know that I shall be.
Yes.
And I know that. You understand? So, but sometimes because of how I'm wired, I still need to be told. I still need to hear it from.
That's
oh, you exactly. Because that's how I'm wired. Yeah. So I still need to be told. I still need to hear it from friends, from loved ones. Mm. That's why I'm a writer. Obviously, there was a time that I stopped writing because I was filled with self-doubt. Mm. I felt like I wasn't good enough, and that was because I felt like people that I was posting my thing to, they were not reading my stuff. Only for me having conversations with friends and say, oh, that post that you wrote, I was like, bro, so you read it, and you didn't even tell me about it. Mm. So I feel like you didn't read it if you don't tell me
and
about it.
And you know what? If your partner doesn't share those, doesn't validate you,
yeah,
and you start getting validation from someone else, that's the very, it's crazy because
it messes your mind.
Your mind is already working towards that person. Like, yeah, so
it messes your mind.
That's for you. For my side, I really don't.
So yeah, support. That's supporting.
You need that back powerhouse.
Yeah.
For me, a red flag, temperament. I would say someone that gets easily angry, someone that's always shouting, whereas very choleric. And sometimes choleric, you can pass off that vibe. Yes, of being very bossy. So those are the things that I don't deserve
better than this.
Yeah. And also someone that is way too extrovert. Bro.
Like
someone that always wants to be out there. Yeah, those are the red flags for me. Someone is too, like, if a sanguine babe may not work for me. Sanguine babe may not work for me because I am sanguine.
Yeah, you need someone to, like, you know.
Someone that is always outside, someone that is always out there may not work for me. So we'd love to get feedback from you guys on how this temperament, how they affect you, and the red flags. So over the week, music sensation Kanye West dropped an album titled Jesus is King. The album was to reveal his new love, so should I say, for Jesus Christ. The album, he now calls himself a gospel singer. The album was released on Friday last week. So I thought it would be nice to discuss. There was so much controversy before the album came out. People, many Christians say, why should he, that they won't listen, blah blah blah. And so there was articles saying that no, he has right to express how he's feeling and his newfound love for Jesus. So I want to give the rapper here, the gospel rapper, Yan Spinner, to give us the what he feels about the album. Have you listened to the album?
Yeah,
how do you see it? Rate it 1/10.
I rate it
8/10. 8? So people having bad reviews about the album.
Bad reviews, I rate it 8 because.
See, people say it was poorly produced, was rushed, and it was not like proper done.
There are different ways to rate an album, basically. For me, one of the top things in terms of albums or in terms of any piece of art is content, the message. If your message is good, obviously, you've in a way won me over. So even if the production is not top notch, if what you're seeing, the album sounds like someone that is sharing his experience, sharing his newfound experience.
And it doesn't sound so mechanical.
Yeah.
It's somehow raw.
Yeah, raw. Bro, you know what is, I won't lie to you personally, I was initially skeptical about, I mean, it's Kanye now. We know Kanye. Kanye is the kind of person that jumps from different things and that thing. But what I've decided to just conclude on is that at the end of the day, God gets glory. I'm not the one that I don't know. I can't say this guy is fake. I can't say it's real. I don't know exactly. Only God knows that. So I'm not going to just keep hoping and praying for him for the best, that, you know, he really experiences God. And
but the truth is that Kanye has always been close to the religious circle. He has his first album that even got me a Grammy.
It was Jesus Walks. You understand?
I heard a comedian confess that when he listened to Ultra Light Beam, he burst into tears. Like the song hit him in his heart. Like he felt a way with that song. That's the Life of Pablo.
Song
Ultra Light Ultra Beam. Beam, yeah. I see plays sometimes there. Like the song hit him so hard. Like he now started busting the tears. So Kanye has always been talking. How would have been, which has been having that religious inclination and everything.
I think what affected him then, obviously he never wanted to be like a gospel rapper, and that was never his intention, obviously. Mm-hmm. But we could tell that he had some form of faith background, which was in a way linked to his mom.
Yeah.
When he lost his mom, I believe that was when his faith started to begin to, you know, decline and everything.
The tragedy can make us doubt our belief in God.
I'm telling you.
Or life experience can also be very humbling for us.
Yeah.
But when those guys now raise up from the those ashes, actually, I call them ashes, or those trials, and they now have a stronger relationship with God, exactly for the better.
Yes, because now nothing can take them down.
Tested.
Yes.
When you can't be pepper souping and drinking juice, and you say your faith is not tested. Your faith is, when your faith is tested, you go through the fire.
Wow.
I beg you, put me down. So that's about.
Put me down.
But my own grounds was kind. The whole album was like, I felt he should have called the gospel rapper.
To be on
the track. Because you are giving, invite gospel rappers to join you, like, and to have been nice, but he wanted to do it himself.
What I've learned is that, as I said, content is very powerful.
Mm-hmm.
You can, if you listen to the album, you can tell that. He knows. Whatever he knows in the sense that, okay, for example, I'll give two examples. So let's say two, shall. Jesus walks. Jesus walks. So towards the end of each verse, he ends it with, I want to talk to God, but I'm afraid because we ain't spoke for so long. I'm afraid. Okay, yeah. So I want to talk to God, but I'm afraid because I've not spoken for so long.
Mm-hmm.
That was how he ended both verses on the song. He did, you know, he does this Sunday services these days where he goes with his choir and they sing Christian songs. So he did a recent one, which was not like a, it was like inside a plane, basically, with his choir. I don't know if you saw it or not, with his choir that clean. As in recently.
A plane.
But I don't know if he was flying, but they were shot there. So they did Jesus Walks again. Obviously, they changed the lyrics. There's some changes in the lyrics that, you know, that this is from a man that knows.
Mm.
Also, on one of the verses of Jesus Walks, he says, I ain't trying to turn atheists into believers.
Mm.
Now he said, we are turning atheists into believers. That's one. The other thing I picked up was when he said, so that's ending before the initial rap where he says, I want to talk to God, but I'm afraid because we didn't spoke for so long. He now said, I want to talk to God. I ain't afraid. Like, he knows now that
things have changed.
He knows that even if it might still be in sin, it might still maybe has fallen or something. God is still interested in him, so he's not afraid to actually talk to him. So
which is dope.
It's solid. If you listen to the album, you know that he knows some things that he says. He's not saying he's trying to achieve something.
All artists are inspired by their life challenges they go through. For example, if he's meeting God at this point in time, if he's going through a quest, his questioning phase or his wilderness phase, where he's talking to God every day, it will definitely affect his work.
Definitely,
it will affect his work, and it will bring out this album. His expression in art will come out. Understand? So,
definitely.
So I think we should call Kanye West some slack. He's doing great things, and you see online, you see many atheists that said they don't believe in God, but they are listening.
There was one that said he doesn't believe in that. He's an atheist, but this album has made him feel some form of spiritual way that. So in a way, what I said on Twitter was that I said the most important thing is that God is getting the glory, and and the message of salvation is reaching a wider audience. So people that can never listen to Lecrae and Adimino will listen to Kanye. They hear what Lecrae and Adimino are trying to say. Unfortunately, some aspect of Christian rap do not believe and they are trying to say
skeptical.
Skeptical, and are saying, what is it?
Can you mention him?
No, not the rappers. Okay, I mean those that listen to Christian rap. They are saying, but this is what Lecrae and Andy they've been doing since. And why people now behaving like they're nothing like Christian rap? Mm. Obviously, you can't blame people that don't actually listen to gospel now. People that are not interested in God or anything. But anyway, for Kanye, I keep believing and hoping for the best for him. Yeah.
Well, that's about it for Kanye West. Hopefully, one of these days we'll invite him on the podcast.
Come on, believe, speak it into existence.
Yes, sir. So, and final topic, we're wrapping up. Well, if you're still here, thank you for still being with us.
Thank you, we really appreciate it. Thank you.
This is the final lap. So, let's talk about football. Sports. So, over the course of weeks now, Arsenal and Man United have gone through what we call Atilo Atide.
I don't blame you, Larry. I don't even blame you at
They've
all.
They've been going through their own challenges.
I don't blame you, man. Like, you get my
clubs have been beating them like they stole four
from Computer Village. I just
like they stole four from Computer Village. So I'm going to throw the floor to Ayo. Ayo is a Man United fan. He bleeds red.
Why are you doing this, man?
So I want Ayo to give us the whole genesis of the whole problem with Man United.
Okay.
And just briefly sprinkle, because I think because the sickness that he's worrying is also worrying the
Arsenal. Yeah.
So also break it down and just highlight what's up with your end and their end as well.
Okay. Before I even go deep into that, I want to tell you, Yari, that don't get carried away because your team is winning now. Remember that. This is almost what happened to Man U. This is almost what happened to Man U. If you like, signal on your business. Okay. The same thing happened to Man U last season. Mourinho was giving us bad vibes. We brought in Ole. We started winning. Now you have Lampard. He's winning. He will still lose. Understand? You still lose. Don't worry. Don't get carried away. Anyway, man,
you guys, the voice of a hot man. Try to drag somebody else's problem.
They say misery loves company, right?
Yes,
it's crazy, man. But oh well. So Man United. The problem really, I believe, is not just the manager. I believe it's board. It's a board problem in the sense that the board, they don't know what they're doing. You know, the owner don't know what they're doing. The board doesn't know what they're doing. The board members don't know what they're doing. Rather, even the days of Mourinho, if you had a better board, would have been more successful, because there were times when this man needed players, but they will not provide money. The person that's supposed to
negotiate.
We don't have quality players now. Is it Lingard? Is it Lingard you want to use to win Premier League? Is it Lingard?
Hot prospect at 27 years old, man.
Bro, Lingard, I'm tired. I'm tired. He hasn't scored in like how many, like a year now.
Wow.
Bro, like, so I don't know. So the players, so if you see players like Pogba now that they're saying they're injured for like many months, I don't blame him. Even if he's faking injury, if you fake it, it is better than what it gets in the Man United. You understand? Because the players are not quality. We said that we're going to, Ole Gunnar was saying last season that some people that are not even fit for this team, that you send them out and blah, 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 the people that are needed. Okay, bro, so you said you talk big. Okay, now let's see your actions
talk
now.
Talk the talk
and walk the walk. You understand? You sold Lukaku. Who did you bring back to replace him?
Balling Inter,
bro. He's scoring. And we were complaining about first touch. Who gives a crap about
first touch? But do you think Mourinho destroyed the atmosphere? Yes.
I believe so.
Because there are many players that are now like Pogba, Lukaku. They were no more interested in playing football again.
Is it then? When he was
still snowballed into Ole era.
Yeah, because personally speaking, obviously, if players like Pogba, they have their own issue too. Pogba is good, but Pogba is not consistent. As good as he is, I don't know why. He plays better in France because they don't play week in, week out. They meet after like months. United play so yeah, it's good. We know it's good from his days in UV and from sometimes in United. But he hasn't given us back to back consistent excellence results, you understand? But we know it's good. So just to wrap it up with United, the main problem is from the top. We're already working on that, director of football. I'm from what I'm seeing on Twitter, I think it's going to be our former keeper. Nice bars, nice rhymes. Anyway, Edwin van der Sar. So I think he's going to come in, and he has been doing a good job as a CEO of Ajax right now. So I feel like he knows his stuff.
Yeah,
understand?
So like just like we did, Peter Cech to us.
So they know the culture and everything.
Intelligent people.
Fantastic.
I think people give him Frank Lampard is this one. Frank Lampard is damn intelligent. Mm. Even as a footballer, he was very, very intelligent.
Of course.
So you can ride on the Man United glory for
as long as it will wear. That's the thing.
To be honest with you, I don't think Ole
is the right man for the job.
He's not someone that has experience. He's not someone that is willing to change the system.
Personally,
he's still under the shadow of Alex Ferguson.
So you feel like somebody else is coming?
Standard. If you guys missed out on Antonio Conte. If you guys had Conte, your team would be to the top.
True.
Conte would drive you guys to excellence.
Yeah.
He has a survival coaching style. He would drive all those boys to work hard.
Watching everybody. There's no rubbish.
Conte is a winner. The only thing is I think it's Italian thing. They get when they are frustrated about a particular place, they burn the whole place down. So that will happen. He was not getting what he wanted. He could even look at when he was Juventus too.
Yeah.
Same thing. He also quit when he was. When he was at Juventus. So I hope that Mayo will start coming back to winning ways. For us now, we can't say much for
We can't say much about them.
So if you are at this point of the podcast, you deserve a badge. You are one of us right now.
Thank you.
Yeah. So this has been another episode. We're wrapping things up right now. We've learned a lot from the feet of Ayo.
Feet.
Philosopher King, rapper, and writer. So if you want to follow myself, you can check me out on Twitter at Yare Imade.
And IG as well, right?
Same thing with IG, basically LinkedIn, Yare Imade. So we'd love to have feedbacks from you. Just to get your feedback. Ayo, what's your date, man?
Yeah, basically, as you guys already know, man, let me do my British accent for all of you, for those of you that listen to me, you get me? As I was saying, I'm like,
That switches those English and reverse, I don't know, it's one funny.
Oh, yeah, I knew, man. I can't remember, it's an IG Westy Baba Gaga.
Are you serious? Is it so good?
To me, it's good though. I mean, I play around accents. When I watch movies, I listen to them. I try to imitate them because it's something I just love doing. So it's good. There's only did that he switched from Aguru voice to
British. Shout out to Westy Baba.
Baba Isabi Abeg. Nice
shout
one.
Shout out to Westy Baba.
So you can find me on Twitter and IG as the Yarn Spinner. TheYarnSpinna. And most importantly, you can find us as a group, as a podcast group. On IG and Twitter at MakeWeCompass.
Yes, guys, so it's a wrap. Thanks for listening. See you next week.
Thank you very much. Safe. Thank you once again for listening to this episode. We also like to appreciate Anchor for giving us this platform to share our podcast. Please do not forget to follow us on our social media platforms. You can find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at MakeWeCompass. You can find Yari on Twitter and Instagram at Yari_Imade and Ayo on Twitter and Instagram at The Yarn Spinner. That is TheYarnSpinna. Also, please ensure you subscribe to our podcast and drop a review on Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, WhatsApp, wherever you listen to us. We look forward to your feedback. Thank you.